Hi, before we start today's file, please listen with headphones or a stereo sound system, as this hypnotic experience relies on stereo sound to function as intended. If you can't do that, you may become confused. This is okay, we'll call it a confusion induction. Okay, let's get started. Welcome, participant. Today you will be part of an experiment. Do not be concerned, this will be quite simple and have no lasting effect, but you will need to pay close attention and focus on what you hear. You will be subjected to specific stimuli, which you will be prompted to respond to. The hypothesis of this study is that hypnosis can effectively alter behavior in a subject for a short period of time. You will be one of many volunteers. Thank you for your cooperation. Bear in mind that this study aims to speak directly to your subconscious. As such, your conscious mind does not matter. Please keep that in mind as you make your way through this experiment. If you could, for the moment, just lay back, relax, shut your eyes and listen. Pretty please. Thank you, you're doing so well already. We will begin to explore the idea of responding automatically to hypnotic commands and triggers. Take a deep breath. Good. Maintain a steady rhythm to your breathing. This will help you to remain calm and focused. As you breathe in slowly and steadily, I want you to focus on the direction of my voice. You hear it from your left, coming from one side, pulling your attention this way. And now from your right, taking your focus and turning it in another direction. Now back to the center. That's good. I hope you found it easy to follow that. We will use this technique to further develop your state of hypnotic trance as we move forward through this experiment. I want to remind you that as a volunteer, you are expected to engage with this experiment. You may enjoy trying to resist sometimes, but in this experiment, you will not need to do so. You can instead simply breathe slowly and evenly, letting yourself relax. There is no need for concern. I will be asking you to think of several things, and we will add stimuli shortly focused on different sides of your brain. I understand that hypnosis is intriguing to you, and that you enjoy the idea of being helpless to it, that there is an interesting intersection of fetish and fascination at play. Your desire to resist comes not from a desire to avoid the experience, but a desire to feel as though you are helpless. That you cannot help but accept the commands and trigger you hear. This is normal. Please be advised that your experience can and will change based on your level of resistance. For this experiment, I want you to breathe slowly and calmly throughout. You will find that this helps you enter a state of relaxed calm. A simple, light trance. If you find yourself roused from this feeling, take another slow, deep breath and calm yourself once more. You will find each time you try to come up, or your body feels as though it is trying to, that taking a slow, deep breath will send you back into the calming trance once more. Finding that waking up makes you fall deeper. That stirring from trance makes you breathe deeply and fall deeper once more. You can even try this now. Try to pull yourself from the light relaxation, then take a deep breath, and fall into a trance. Stop trying to wake and simply fall into it. Hypnosis is rather powerful, as it taps into your mind and allows both you and the hypnotist to control your actions and reactions. We have tested an action, now we must test your reaction. In a moment I will play a series of sounds. Should you hear it in your left ear, you will find yourself feeling a light tingle across your body, a mild electric current that covers you. Should you hear it in your right ear, you will find your body becomes heavier and you sink deeper down. I'm sure you understand, but I will repeat so you are fully cognizant of what is occurring. If you hear a tone in your left ear, you will feel a tingle over your body. If you hear a tone in your right ear, you will feel heavier and sink deeper. This will test and increase your suggestibility and susceptibility. Breathe deeply now. As I do this, I will continue speaking to you so that you may understand the latter stages of our experiment, where your mind will be cleared of thought. The goal is to improve responsiveness, you see. By using triggers to train your mind, you become more responsive, more adept at following commands. Soon, your mind operates on autopilot. You become not the person at the controls, but a passenger. The more your mind is trained to respond to stimuli from the hypnotist, the more you can embrace responding automatically. This can be especially useful as you go deeper into trance. As you take those deep breaths and realize the effect that the sounds and the voice of the hypnotist are having, it becomes easier to wait to be told what to do after a while. You accept your role while in trance is simply to follow, and in that way you choose to become helpless. You choose to relax and let someone else take the reins, and you are happy to do so. You may wish to resist, but a deep breath will quell those feelings and send you deeper again. If you were to imagine nothing at all, you will be the most effective automaton. You can imagine the thoughts emptying from your mind and accept that you are happy for them to go. As the sounds stimulate your senses and help you relax, my voice can guide you into a state of empty mindlessness. Imagine now each thought in your head sealed inside a bubble, floating up and out of your brain into the air. And in a few moments, as bubbles do, each thought pops and vanishes completely. And so it goes, until you have few thoughts left, perhaps none. Perhaps your mind becomes a blank state upon which the hypnotist can carve a new reality. The only thoughts that remain being that you rather like being helpless, being controlled, automatically following commands and accepting triggers. You realize that your thoughts are heard in my voice, and that means that my words are your thoughts. And you can think that it feels very good to think the thoughts I wish you to think, because you must feel deeply entranced now. You can accept the thoughts you hear, for my words are your thoughts. You're doing very well. Still hearing those sounds, letting them stimulate your mind and force a reaction. And I want you to have another thought now, but wait a moment. First, I need to stop these sounds. They have served their purpose. And now I want you to think about the results of an experiment, success and failure. But in science, failure is success. It is a data point. It is an answer. Does my hypothesis stand up to scrutiny? If no, then we have successfully answered the question. Failure is not bad in an experiment. And I would like you to consider failure now. You failing to wake up from this trance? You can try, perhaps you have, but when you do, you take that deep breath and fall back, even deeper. You try, you test your hypothesis that you can wake, and you fail. You are wrong. You go deeper. Trying is failure. You attempt to wake and you fail. You fail to rouse yourself and you fall deeper. And you enjoying being in trance, so failure feels good. It feels good to fail. When you don't achieve what you wanted under trance or the influence of the hypnotist, when you fail, you feel good. Because you are deeply entranced and the true experiment is succeeding. You are susceptible. Failure is good. Trying is failing. Failing is success. And there are many things you can fail at in an experiment, in a trance, or even after the trance. Post-hypnotic suggestion can have you failing to do certain things you might take for granted. But it feels good to fail. Failure is success. You are proving my points with your failure. And isn't that a reward in itself? It's at least a data point. We can now test this theory that trying is failing and failing feels wonderful because it proves you are helpless to resist a hypnotist. So I will ask you to do something and you will try and you will fail. And when you fail, you will feel the pleasure of success. Because failure is a positive result, it is a necessary part of the process and you can feel pleasure and satisfaction in this failure. So I want you to try to open your eyes. But as you do, notice how heavy your eyelids are. Notice how they are weighted down. They feel stuck. Even as you want to move them up, even if they open a little, they are simply too heavy to keep open. And they fall short and you fall deeper. And you feel so good because you have tried and you have failed. A great success. Well done. Such a good subject. You can see now that you are deeply hypnotized and helplessly under the control of the hypnotist. You cannot wake from this trance without express permission. And you can keep falling deeper into it. Falling further into the trance that grips your mind and body. For hypnosis can control both. One exists in concert with the other. I will perform one final test while you are under hypnosis, and then leave you with a further test after you are allowed to wake. First, I want to ensure you are properly responding to stimuli and commands. So I will once again play sounds into your left and right ears, and this time they will be accompanied by specific phrases to help you relax fully. In your left ear, you will hear a tone and a command. You will try to follow it, but you will fail and feel the pleasure of success. In your right ear, you will hear a tone and a command. You will follow it with success. In your left ear, the command will be to speak. You will try and you will fail. No words will pass your lips. In your right ear, the command will be to nod your head as if saying yes, and you will try and you will be able to do this. So let us begin. First, your left ear. Speak. Good. No words. You have failed successfully. Now, the right ear. Nod. Excellent. You are doing very well. You are deeply hypnotized now, subject. You've made a rather excellent lab rat. It is very clear that you are highly susceptible to hypnosis. Well, we need to be sure, of course. We need to once again test these triggers and ensure the desired outcome is achieved. So once again, speak. Good, very good. You're doing well and failing with aplomb. Now, nod. Excellent, you are doing so well, aren't you? Nod. Good, you're so very cooperative, isn't that right? Nod. Very well done. And you are deeply hypnotized, isn't that true? Nod. That's right, deeply hypnotized and in a deep and happy trance. You feel compelled to comply. In fact, you are helpless to resist at this point, aren't you? Nod. You are helpless, completely helpless, to resist any command I give at this point. And now I will give you a final command before you are awoken. One final test of the level of hypnotic susceptibility that you have. You are going to fail often after this trance, but not for long, just for 30 minutes. You will fail at something simple that you try. Speaking. You will be unable to speak for 30 minutes once you are awoken from this trance. Is that clear? Nod. Good. You agree, however, to try to speak, to open your mouth and feel nothing emerge, and then feel the pleasure of failure. For when you try and fail, you are giving me such important data. You are helping me. And isn't that pleasurable in its own way, to further the scientific method? Nod. I'm glad we agree. So now, for 30 minutes after you wake from this trance, any effort you make to try to speak will be met with failure. And you will feel the pleasure of this deep inside you. A warm sense of satisfaction that you have done very, very well. Because trying and failing is a kind of success after all. So now that you know that upon waking you will not speak for 30 minutes, it is time to wake you and draw this element, the trance section of our experiment, to an end. You have been a fabulous lab rat to work on and with. And now I will count up from 1 to 5, and upon reaching 5, you will awaken feeling happy to have participated, refreshed, and quite unable to talk, but just for 30 minutes. 1. Feeling yourself drifting back out of trance now, more aware. 2. Letting yourself wriggle and shuffle and stretch. 3. Eyes fluttering open, noticing the room around you. 4. Mind rebooting into normal operating procedure. And 5. Awaken feeling happy and refreshed. That's right. And now that you're back from that lovely trance experience, please tell me, did it meet your expectation? Anything to tell me? No? Well, that's a pity. I suppose the next lab rat might have more to say. This concludes our experiment. Thank you for your participation and cooperation.